I'm joined by Graham Jones, the Vice Chairman of the Cuddington Residents Association. You asked yesterday because you were very concerned about events that had happened potentially on Sunday evening. Can you tell us what happened?
Well, actually two events. The first one just about the river. The river became very grey and murky in colour, and it was caused by a burst water main, which was then surcharging the service water system and discharged large volumes of water out of two outlets on the Bones Gate. It made all the silt come up, so the river looked really grey and horrible. And looking at the river, I could see that some of the fish seemed to be a bit stunned and dazed. In fact, there was an egret on the rill, and the egret was enjoying an easy fishing session with the picking the fish out of the river.
And this is the Hogsmill River, isn't it?
This is the Hogsmill River, yes.
And I understand that runs at the end of your garden, so you've got a very clear view of what's happening there. And obviously there's quite a concern that obviously if the fish are stunned and what may be in that river, that's then going to affect the birds that are eating them and so on and so forth. You're also quite concerned about people who may be swimming in the river because usually it's very clean and clear.
Yes, of course. The problem is there are a couple of points along the river that are fairly secluded, and it's quite easy for fly tippers to go along to the bridge, the various bridges, and then just dump their waste into the river. Now, that has a number of effects. One, it doesn't look good. Would you believe when the river rises, on one occasion the river rose, and I actually saw a sofa go down the river right in front of my garden. So you can see that people do throw things into the river. The problem with that is they're dumping like sacks of garden waste or bathroom kitchen materials, but you never know what's quite in there. And if it's something that's dangerous, it can then have a knock-on effect to the wildlife, because the fish that are here, they can run right the way down to the River Thames, and from the River Thames, they can actually get right out to sea. So it's a huge problem, including all the plastic waste, of course, that goes down there.
And as far as timescale goes, you were saying to me over the weekend the river was beautifully clear as per usual and looking gorgeous in the sunshine, and you'd been at the end of your garden about 8 o'clock on Sunday evening, and then Monday morning you'd gone to the end of the garden to have a look and it had all changed. Is that the right timescale?
I'd say you're pretty accurate at that. Yeah, it is. I'm looking at the river and it's clear. I mean, there's a lot of work being done by loads of wonderful volunteers who over the years have been cleaning the river, and they're very passionate about it, as am I, and the river's lovely and clear. I can see the fish and I can feed the fish. Then imagine the next morning to go back and the river, it hasn't risen very much, but suddenly it's really grey and murky. And all that silt that comes up, the effect of it can be that it cuts down the oxygen supply to the fish. And if it's very hot, then it can be even worse and damaging and can kill fish. In fact, that's what happened 2 years ago.
And have they come to test the water yet? Have they come to see what's happening?
Yes, they have. They were Thames Water and the Environmental Agency. They were very, very quick to come out. And I had a chat with one of the Thames Water guys as he was testing the water. Thankfully, at that time, this is yesterday at about 4 p.m. when he was testing, whilst the water looked very murky and there was a lot of risen silt in the water, the water levels were not too bad. You know, the oxygen level was okay. I don't think any pollutants were put into the water. I think it was just this surge of clean water that went into the river that created all the silt to come up.
And as far as fly tipping is concerned, what would be your urge for local residents who may witness some of this, or how can they be more vigilant about making sure this doesn't happen again?
There are a number of ways they can help, and one of the main ways is to report it. As soon as you see any fly tipping, report it. Report it to the council. If it's on the river, you've got Thames Water, you've got the environmental agencies, you've got the South East Rivers Trust, you've got Citizens Zoo. There's loads and loads of organisations that are very interested in anything that is harming the environment and the wonderful nature reserve that the Hogsmill River is.
Graham, thank you very much for your time. We really appreciate it. I do hope everything clears up as soon as possible. Do keep us posted with how things go. And thank you for joining us today.
My pleasure. Thank you indeed.